I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Rad Acton. He is an architect and candidate for City Council District 2. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you, Mary Charlotte. This is an unexpected pleasure.
Here we are in the Santa Fe Baking Company. Now, you're running for City Council. Why did you decide to run?
Well, I'd been involved in my 25 years as a resident of District 2 on many community service task forces and boards, and the efforts that were put in on those boards left me with a deep feeling of gratification about how the city can best address its many challenges. And if I hadn't come away from that experience with this kind of gratification, I don't think I would have run. But I've been exposed to a deep level of passion on the part of my fellow Santa Feans in addressing the things they consider to be most precious and worthy of preservation and conservation, as well as an awareness as to how aggressively they want to address those things which they think need to be overcome, improved upon, and made better for this city.
What are some examples of that?
We all appreciate as a community how important education is, how important conserving our water is, how important preserving our established and historic neighborhoods are, and how important it is to deal with the unfortunate perpetrators of drug abuse-related crime.
At least we talk about it.
Well, we talk about it, but there's been some very inspirational efforts undertaken of late that combine a set of these passionate interests and people toward a goal that has great promise in overcoming some of these challenges that I just mentioned. One of the more inspirational of which is the LEAD program, the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program, which takes many sectors of our community and tries to intercede with that vicious drug abuse, crime, incarceration cycle and replace that with a recovery
treatment,
education, life skills, and housing measures that I think hold great promise. I have to say, this is the kind of multi-sector collaborative approach that I think will be the key to our community assisting its more troubled citizens.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, when you look at Santa Fe, what do you think is working well and what do you think is working least well as a city?
We've got some amazing amazing efforts being undertaken across all sectors of our city, not just the LEAD program, but let's say we look at our educational program. Right now, with the help of the progressive attitudes of our school superintendent, we've got new programs in sustainability that emphasize this cross-sector collaboration. We have a master's program. It's a charter school program at the Santa Fe Community College for some of our high school students that want to capitalize on the resources at that school. The Santa Fe Community College is doing a wraparound curriculum right now in aquaponics that not only trains the student in the operation of an aquaponics business, but how to actually take that business into the community and make a career out of it. And that's the kind of full-service, engaged education that I think this town needs. There are a lot of other wonderful victories in this town. I think most recently the Youth Works program has been expanded to include a Youth Build program that incorporates both the talents of our Santa Fe home builders and the Habitat for Humanity. So these kinds of collaborative programs bring together the community to address these specific challenges.
So what are the problems that you see that require solutions that we haven't gotten yet? In other words, what do you want to bring that's new?
Well, I have so many ideas, but I'm also realistic about the process by which you create consensus around those ideas. But I think you have to have a vision with respect that allows those ideas the light of day. I have concerns about our tourism industry, about how to become more friendly to our visitors. I have a number of specific items related to that, one of which would be expanding the Santa Fe pickup to include all of our hotels and entertainment venues, as well as senior centers. Expand it to include the night ride concept for our weekends that would cater to both our young people and our seniors. I think we need public restrooms both downtown and on Canyon Road, where visitors are involved in rather arduous treks. So there are, and I'd like to see our Zia Station Rail Runner open up for a kiss and ride there to allow for our wage earners to commute back and forth to the downtown.
What are your thoughts on the city's role in correcting or addressing income inequality in this crazy city of rich and poor?
Yeah, that is a huge challenge, but it starts with education. It really does. Everything in this town, from economic development to housing to good jobs, even water conservation relates to education. And unless we can come together to embrace our students, particularly those who are at risk, with programs that engage them in the community. I talked about our master's program, which has a component in it that engages its students in community service through a program called Community Convergence. If we don't do all these things together as a community, we're going to be held back. And the economic disparity that is one of our greatest challenges won't be addressed.
And so what's the city's role in improving education, since it is a state thing?
Well, it is. It is. But we have to reach out to them and offer sponsorships for tuition assistance, skills training, apprenticeships. We also have to advocate and incentivize bringing community services onto the high school campuses. I know they would be very receptive to that, and establish some joint ventures, especially with regard to urban farming and other vo-tech and vocational arts programs.
So we've got about a half a minute left. What would you like to say to the Fuscos by Zocor?
It sure does.
But to the voters of District 2 before you go.
Well, I tell you, if you let me serve you on City Council, I will bring my skill set as an architect to the fore, which emphasizes collaboration, vision, and cultural respect. And I know that I can be sensitive and appreciative and a good listener to all of those who would vote for me.
Rad Acton is an architect. He is running for City Council in District 2. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte. Pleasure being here.